This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny remains in a coma at a hospital in Siberia, where Russian doctors say they have found no sign he was poisoned. Meanwhile, Navalny's allies say the Kremlin is preventing a medical evacuation to Germany, arguing that places Navalny's life in mortal danger because the hospital treating him is under-equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a fierce critic of Russia's President Vladimir Putin, became violently ill after drinking tea that his supporters say was laced with poison. En route back to Moscow, his flight made an emergency landing in the Siberian city of Tomsk. The chief doctor at the hospital treating Navalny said moving him would put his life at risk because his condition is unstable. In Belarus, opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanovskaya today called on her backers to step up their strikes at factories across the country to force a new presidential election. Belarus, a former Soviet republic, is facing its biggest political crisis since the breakup of the USSR. Tens of thousands of demonstrators are proclaiming that longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko's re-election this month was rigged and is illegitimate. Lukashenko, who's been in power for a quarter century, rejects any new vote despite the growing political unrest. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for president, promising to be what he called an ally of the light and someone who would unite the nation. Speaking to a virtual audience because of the coronavirus pandemic, Biden said, quote, "If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw the best of us, not the worst." The 77-year-old Biden spoke of returning the United States to its traditional leadership role in the world in a speech designed to present a sharp yet hopeful contrast with President Donald Trump. Biden focused on helping Americans deal with the COVID-19 crisis and its related economic damage, and what Democrats portray as the chaos of the Trump presidency. And so the stage is set for November 3rd as President Trump makes a bid for re-election, with Joe Biden intent on shutting it down. This is VOA News. Next week, the Republican Party in the U.S. will renominate President Trump. That convention, too, will be a shadow of what once was planned, given the pandemic. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has so far lost more than 174,000 lives to the coronavirus, with the case count approaching 5.6 million. The next three worst-hit nations, Brazil, Mexico, and India, between them, have recorded more than 250,000 lives lost. Their combined cases, almost 34 million. Worldwide numbers, nearly 23 million cases and a death toll closing in on 794,000. South Korean officials are warning that a cluster of COVID cases in Seoul was threatening to spread after thousands of people attended a rally by conservative political groups last week. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 324 new cases, the highest daily count since early March. That makes South Korea's totals 16,670 cases and 309 deaths. Doctors in most public hospitals in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, are on strike today, protesting salary delays and a lack of protective equipment for treating patients who may have COVID-19. The Secretary General for Kenya's medical practitioners, pharmacists, and dentists says 320 doctors employed by the Nairobi County government were taking part in the work stoppage. It apparently does not affect private hospitals and public hospitals in Nairobi run by the national government. In Morocco, King Mohammed VI said his country could return to a complete coronavirus lockdown as cases continue to spike. The warning came as a jump in infections has hit the once bustling tourist hub of Marrakesh, where strained health services have led to protests by medical staff in recent days. New cases nationally have surged to more than 1,000 a day since Morocco lifted a strict three-month-long lockdown in late June. Morocco has recorded almost 48,000 virus cases and 775 deaths. In China, health authorities in Beijing have lifted a requirement for the use of face masks outdoors. This after the city reported 13 consecutive days without new COVID cases. Somali pirates have released three Iranian hostages held for 5 years, as conflicting reports emerge whether another ship had been seized after a three-year hiatus in hijackings. The three Iranians are the last of the crew of a fishing vessel, which was captured by pirates in March of 2015. But a regional Somali governor said earlier this week, six armed men hijacked the Panama flagship after it had engine problems. The ship was traveling from the United Arab Emirates to the Somali port when pirates attacked it in what would be the first successful hijacking since 2017. There was said to be a crew of 20 on board. More news online at voanews.com. Coming to you by remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.